Good morning, my friends. This is Heidi from Spiritually Speaking, and thank you for joining me to seek God for the city in 2020. This week, we'll be focusing our prayers on seeking God's face. We will pray with Psalms 24, in which the psalmist said, "Who can ascend to the hills of the Lord?" When we hear the question, we too easily disqualify ourselves from approaching God. Instead, we can allow this question to be an invitation to us. By His death and risen life, Christ has made it possible for us to approach God and to be changed by Him. He desires for us to know Him better by drawing nearer. Open your life to God. He summons you to seek His face. Accept His invitation to draw near. Stay tuned for our next day. Welcome to day one, my friends. We are going to awaken our hearts to seek Him. When you said, "Seek my face," my heart said to you, "Your face, O Lord, I shall seek." Psalms 27:8. We have heard your voice calling to us. Yet too often we have allowed the noise of life to obscure your call. Although we have ignored you before, we now hush our hearts long enough to respond to your voice. You are calling, "Come, come nearer. Come seek my face." Our hearts answer back to you, "Yes, I'm coming. I will seek your face." This really is the deepest longing of our hearts. This is what we were made for, to know you, to come near you, to love you. We seek you because you first sought us. Please keep calling us, and we will keep coming. Jesus led them up on high mountains. A bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." Matthew 17:1-5. Lord Jesus, let us pray. Only you can bring us closer to God. We have wandered in nearness to God. We have wondered if nearness to God is something obtained only by spiritual mystics. But if you bring us, we will come near, just as we are. As we stand with you, listening, we can sense the Father's love for you. His pleasure with you is because of His vast love for you. Persuade our hearts that the Father desires to enfold us in the same amazing love. Train us to listen to your voice, Lord Jesus, to walk in the Father's great love. This week, I challenge you to pray for God's people in His call to seek His face, for the Father to reveal His great love for people. Seeking God for the youth, pray for the teens to commit their lives to Christ, for older mentors, for authentic friendships with their peers who are following Jesus, for open trust and communication with parents, for God's intentions for their generation to come forth in fullest measure. When you do your prayer walk today, pray with your eyes open for people in their teens. Envision them following Christ 5, 10, or more years from now. The scripture says, "Let our sons in their youth be as grown-up plants, and our daughters as corner pillars fashioned as for a palace. How blessed are the people whose God is the Lord." Psalms 144:12-15. Thank you for joining me today to seek God for the city 2020. I pray that I see you tomorrow as we continue to seek God for the city and see a change in the world.